Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 620 Sports Show. I'm Brett C., and it is time for the show. And I've got Rama Peru to my right, Coach Burrows hanging out in the cheap seats. And we haven't been together for a couple of weeks, but how you doing, Rama?
Doing great. Excited about today's interview.
And, Coach, how are you?
Doing good. I can't wait to get started.
And we have someone super special on the phone. She's an Oxford native, and she is now the head basketball coach at UTEP, Miss Keitha Adams. Keitha, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. I hear you hanging out in Tennessee. How's it going?
It's wonderful. I'm down here, Tennessee is definitely a beautiful place, and I'm hanging out with my dear friend Jody Adams that kicked butt at Wichita State, won three championships up there, and I'm down here just checking out Tennessee and enjoying the beauty, and then also talking hoops with my good friend.
Hey, Coach, this is Rama, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah.
Kind of like to go back in time here a little bit. You're the all-time leading scorer at Oxford High School, and if I'm not mistaken, you had a chance to play for legendary coach Jim Littell. Is that correct?
I did, yes. I played for Coach for 5 years, two in junior high, 2 years in high school, and then 1 year when he was at Friends University.
Oh, terrific. You know, Coach accomplished so much in his time, just like you've gone on and had tremendous success, but can you tell us what did you gain from your time playing for Coach Littell?
Well, anytime I'm asked that question, I would definitely not be where I'm at had I not played for Coach. And a lot of times the way you're taught, it's also the way you teach. And Coach Littell won a high school state championship. He won a national junior college championship. He won a WNIT championship. He hung so many banners at Stewart County Community College that it was unbelievable. And, I was very, very fortunate to learn from him. And I definitely always hang my hat, and I would not be where I'm at had I not played for Coach. He's won a ton of ball games and just a great X and O coach. And I'm very, very blessed that I was able to do that. And I tell my players I was wise. I bought in. I believed every word that came off the coach's mouth because he was that good. And that's helped me to be where I'm at today.
Well, before you got onto the Division I ranks in coaching too, you had just tremendous success in the Jayhawk Conference at Independence, going 127-37 as the head women's basketball coach there. What was it like coaching in the Jayhawk Conference at that time?
The Jayhawk was legit. It was the standards to get into Division I academically was pretty high, and so in junior college you had a lot of Division I talented players, but maybe not strong enough students that they weren't qualifiers. And I tell you what, Cali County, Barton County, KCK, Seward County, Indy, there was several teams there. I remember 1 year I added up the win-loss record between all the top schools, and it was like 130 wins and 6 losses. We had some great teams and had a lot of Division I players that played in the Jayhawks.
That's awesome.
When you were reading off that list of teams, I saw Coach Burrows having flashbacks, even though it was baseball, not basketball, when he hears some of the competition in those teams.
It was Leslie Crane was up at KCK, Darren Spence was at Cali, Coach was at Seward, Butler County had some really good teams. Hutch has been phenomenal these past 10 years. Anjas has done an amazing job there.
Sure has.
The Jayhawks, there's a lot of history in the Jayhawks. Definitely. It was a great experience. I went there. I was an assistant for Coach Jeff Tadman, and we played for a national championship. I was 34-4 and played Trinity in the championship, and unfortunately we got second, but and then he went on to be a Division I coach, and they split me up, and it was a great experience being Independence. I loved my experience coaching junior college because you really had a chance to help young people get to the next level, and there was great players and great coaches, so it definitely and you changed, your team changed every year. You had to be able to adjust. You had a lot of new players each year, which that's now what college athletics looks like everywhere almost. But
so true.
It was a good experience.
Hey, Coach Dave Burrows, hey, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, and one other thing, you hit it on the head. We've been used to the NIL, not the NIL, but the portal for, I don't know, Coast and JUCO for about 30-some years. Guys could come and go as they please. So welcome to our world, right?
Right. I mean, you know, I think one of the things about, I always said coaching junior college, you know, one year you might have a team that you had great post play and you were long and you were big, and so you're going to run an offense that fits that team. The next year, maybe you don't get that size the same as you did the year before, and you're more of a guard team, and you got to press, and you got to do this. And it kind of taught me to just look at my team and say, okay, what's the best way for us to play with the group we have? Because your groups were going to change every year with it being like that, which I think made me have to be a little more open-minded and flexible in what we were doing, instead of just coaching the same way and doing the same thing every year.
Hey, Coach, I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
I know Jim really well, too. He's as good as they come. What's the one thing that you took from Coach Littell that you might hear yourself talking today, like, oh, my gosh, I sound like Jim Littell talking?
Oh, gosh. Well, there's a lot of things.
And you don't have to answer it if you don't want to.
Some of it I can't say on the radio.
I got
you. Yeah, let's not do that, Coach.
You know, I think the thing, I don't know that I can just give you one, but I can give you two. I can give you two.
That's
that
fine.
Coach said a lot. And then another one and another one. But, you know, you play like you practice. Coach said that a lot. You play like you practice. And I think, you know, you can't just turn on and off like water. I mean, if you're coming in every day and you have bad habits and you're missing layups, don't be surprised in the game when you miss layups. Like, he really harps. You play like you practice, and I totally believe that and bought into that. And then the other thing, you know, I think that one of the things that Coach always really instilled was he was such a good teacher. It's so important that you do the little things. Like, the little things all add up. And I can give you an example. I mean, when he would harp on rubbing off tight on screens, like, you know, you got somebody screening for you to get you a shot, and he wanted you to rub off hip and shoulder. And if you didn't rub off tight and there's all that room there, well, your defender's going to go right with you and you're not going to be wide open. Like, that's just a little example. He was such a teacher, and he really instilled doing the little things.
So you're saying Coach Littell was detail-oriented.
Very detailed-oriented. Yes, it was. He was detailed, and he held you to be accountable to it, and he had a voice that could rumble the rafters. I mean, you know, get on the line was not a fun thing to hear, but we would do it, you know, if we wouldn't box out or we're turning the ball over too much. He'd hold you to be accountable and really instill doing the little things.
Now, Coach, we talked about your success at Independence, but then you went on to UTEP, and you're the all-time wins leader there in women's basketball history, so congratulations. Was it tough to leave UTEP for WSU when the opportunity arose in 2017? And what was that experience like, your 6 years there as head coach of the Shockers?
Yeah, you know, I was really fortunate at UTEP. Our president and our athletic director, Dr. D'Afflisio, our president, Bob Stoll, our athletic director, they were there. I was there 16 years, and Bob and Diana were there that whole 16 years. So to have the same president, to have the same AD for 16 years in college sports is very, very rare. And so, it's unheard of. And so that experience for me was really great. And they were getting in their prime, and I knew they were going to be retiring. Both of them were right around the corner to retiring. So when the Wichita State job opened up, I was ready for a change. It was coming back home, and I knew that things were going to change there because Bob and Diana were both going to be retiring. And I'd been away from home. I'm very fortunate. I mean, I feel like I could say I have two homes. Kansas is my home, and El Paso is very much my home. And so I came back. I was very fortunate to get that opportunity and be back close to home with family and friends. And then UTEP opened up again, and I went back. So it's kind of rare that I've been there. This is my second time, and I've been there 19 years. But, you know, it's who you work for. Who you work for is everything about a job. When you have a great boss, you have a great job. When you have a great leader, you have a great job. And I was really fortunate to get to come back to El Paso, but it was a blessing to get to come home as well. And, you know, playing in the American, you know, UConn was in the conference at that time, and there was a lot of experiences there that I feel like that made me a better coach. I'm very, very proud of my friend Jody Adams and what she did at Wichita State and winning three back-to-back championships. And while I was at UTEP, we were doing that same thing. So her and I had a lot of mutual respect for each other and what we did. She did a phenomenal job. She's the winningest coach at Wichita State and has set history there. Mm-hmm. And while I was at UTEP, that's what I was doing down there. And it's really unique that her and I were together today while we're doing this. But lives, yeah, it's really cool. And she was very supportive of me when I came to Wichita. And she'd always say, if there's anything I can do to be of help to you, let me know. And then, you know, I go back to UTEP and she's at New Mexico State, so we're 45 minutes away from one another.
Oh.
And there we are down there. So, it's, the game takes you places and you develop relationships and friendships that, stay with you that are lifelong.
And Coach, that had to be pretty cool playing in the conference the same time as UConn, because you know they have that coach that nobody's ever heard of, and you know he's mediocre, but it had to be pretty cool to play against him.
Well, I tell you what, that was a three-headed monster. I mean, what Geno's done up there, you know, I can just tell you that when we went there the first time, we got shellacked in a way that I'd never been beat in my life, and then we came back, and there was an ice storm in Wichita. And a car went in front of us and banked off the side of a bridge and hit the bus in the back end of the butt. And I was like, Lord, I've had my ass kicked by UConn, and now I just got my butt kicked again.
My cement.
So my memory of playing UConn, man, that was a interesting. But I will say this. By the third year we played them, we were up there, and we got it to 9 in the fourth quarter, and we forced Geno to call a timeout, and he was bad.
Wow.
So we felt like that's how good they were, but we did make strides, and we got better.
For sure, definitely.
Yeah, but it was a good learning experience,
well,
it was.
If you ever come back to Arc City, you know, you need to look Rom and the crew up, so... Or maybe we can call one of your games someday. If you got that much pull with ESPN, we'd like to do that.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
All right.
Yeah.
Coach, hey, we sure appreciate you joining us today. And I know you've had great success at UTEP and, you know, being back now. I think this is your third season. We wish you the best of luck this year. And thanks again. We hope to have you back on the show and visit during in season maybe.
Hey, thank you so much. And just know that, I mean, there's a lot of people back in Kansas that – you know, my dad was a great teacher, and the community I grew up in, Oxford, and, you know, Cali County. I went to camps at Cali County when I was a kid when Linda Hargrove was coaching there. And
yes.
So there was a lot of experiences that I had that helped me to get where I'm at, and I appreciate Kansas. I got a lot of people that I love back there, so thank you for letting me come on, and you guys, I'll see what I can do about that ESPN.
No, hey Coach, I got one thing to say. I'll tell everybody this. I'm from Oklahoma. I grew up there, lived 30 years, been up here for almost 40. I got dual citizenship to two pretty good places, so.
There you go.
Use that line next time somebody
says
something.
Okay, I will. Well, I appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Great, great, great interview, Rama. Appreciate you snagging that with Forrest Keitha Adams. I mean, she's going places. She's had every. I mean, you have the stats right here in front of us. Every place she's been, she's winning.
She is. I mean, she had a 29-win season there at UTEP, over 320 victories as the coach of the minors, 127 more at the JUCO level, and then had great success at Belle Plaine as an assistant even. So anywhere she goes, she's done well, and we're very proud to have had someone from around this area go on and do all
and
the fine things she has.
And Coach Burrows can attest, when you get a chance to go back to somewhere you were before, that's special.
Absolutely.
sports.
Absolutely. It's so special. Plus, working for people that you enjoy working for. And the thing that crossed my mind when she was saying that, like, the best bosses are not the ones you work for, but the ones you work with.
That's right, Coach.
And when that happens, you got a really special situation going on.
Well said.
Yes. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to have another interview for you. So don't go anywhere. Keep it right here on the 60 Sports Show.
For more than 25 years, Dr. Chris Wilson at Advantage Family Chiropractic has been caring for Winfield the way only a true hometown doctor can. From migraine relief to neck and low back adjustments, Dr. Chris brings skilled, compassionate chiropractic care to families across our community. Your health is his priority, helping you feel your best. When pain slows you down, trust a chiropractor who's here to keep you going. Advantage Family Chiropractic, where Winfield's wellness begins with Dr. Chris. 620-221-4449.
Are your carpets dirty? How about the floorboard of your car, truck, or maybe your RV? If so, let Justin Boone of Americal Carpet Cleaners tackle the job. Hi, I'm Steve Lundgren, owner of KSOK and 95.9 Bob FM. Americal cleans our offices and studios weekly, and man, what a great look and feel it leaves. I recommend you contact Justin at Americal Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning today. Get clean, stay clean with Americal Carpets and Upholstery. You can find them at 620-442-5414.
If watching TV has gotten way too complicated for you, then here's some good news. You can say goodbye to a million different subscriptions, wasting money, and endless searching for something to watch. And say hello to Philo, a better way to TV. Philo's the only streaming service that keeps you in mind, making TV easy and affordable without sacrificing quality or the channels you love. With Philo, there's a package that's right for you. Whether you're looking for the best live TV on more than 70 channels, with a huge library of movies and shows and an unlimited DVR, or you're looking to upgrade your experience with Philo's bundle, unlocking access to even more blockbuster films and top-rated shows on HBO Max Basic with ads, Discovery Plus, and AMC Plus. Whatever you choose, with Philo, you're getting great TV for an even better price. Find out more at philo.tv. Subscriptions auto-renew, cancel anytime. See philo.tv for more.
The 620 Sports Show is sponsored in part by Cowley College. Start your journey at Cowley. With over 600 accredited courses, easy transfer pathways, and job-ready workforce training, we're here to help you reach your career goals. Looking for flexibility in your schedule? Many programs can be completed fully online. Cowley is more than just a college. In Tiger Territory, you'll find the educational and community-focused opportunities for a well-rounded experience. Join us today and unlock your future as a Cowley Tiger. Visit cowley.edu to get started.
When wind and hail and rain has caused your roof some pain, call Hartley Roofing today.
For your free roof inspection and estimate, call 620-222-0226.
Go to HartleyRoofing.com for more information.
Light up your night at Native Lights Casino in Newkirk. Enjoy thrilling games, mouth-watering favorites at Buffalo Grill Lounge, and unbeatable fun. Win, unwind, and savor every moment. Your friendly neighborhood casino awaits just off Highway 77.
And welcome back to the 620 Sports Show. I'm Brett C., along with Rama Peru and Coach Burrows. We have another interview for you. So excited about this. We have Coach P., Arc City head football coach. He is entering his fourth year as head coach, and I know they're having to work some schedules around practice and things, but how are you, Coach?
Doing great, doing great. Had practice this morning, now getting a little class in.
Yeah, and Coach, I know all schools in just about the state are moving schedules around due to the excessive heat. I know you guys are really, really being careful with that, and you've had early practices. Tell us what you've been doing to kind of avoid the hardest part of the day.
Well, what we do is we try to come in as early as we can, but not too early where it really affects the kids' class. You know, we don't want them to affect their schoolwork and come in too early. So we try to be efficient. We do our meetings in the evening and try to get prepared. So when the kids show up at 6 in the morning, we basically take roll and head right out to the practice field. So if anything, it's just made us be really efficient, and it enables us to, like, prepare the kids for the following practice. So we're trying to spin it as a positive.
Hey, Coach, this is Rama. Thanks so much for joining us today. I know it's early in the process. You're just in the first week of getting the kids back and getting practices going, but how have they been responded to coming back to the first week of practice so far?
I've been pleased.
Good.
Don't tell them that.
But
they've they've responded to, I mean, this group, there's not a lot of us, but they respond, they're tough, they do it, you know, do what we ask. We're asking a few kids to do a lot, and I'm proud of them at this point. You know, you never know how the ball bounces, but every one of them to a man has done everything that we've asked with great enthusiasm. So you can't be grateful enough for that.
Wonderful. And now, you know, being in year four of having your system implemented there in the school, can you tell me your thoughts on the players you have returning and what you expect from them since they've been a part of your program now for a few years?
Yeah, well, first of all, fortunately or unfortunately, you know, Break Rule is going to be our quarterback, and he started three games last year.
Yes,
you know,
sure did.
With some injuries to Jordy. So, you know, might have put him in there as a true freshman playing some 5A and 4A football.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not in the way he should have been doing, but he did really well, and he's just built from there. And then we've had, you know, some older guys. Stratton Bruce is an animal right now.
He's, great.
You know, our senior leader. He's playing right guard. He's done everything that he can possibly do to prepare him to have a successful senior year.
Awesome.
So excited about that. And the kids follow him. I mean, he's the one that makes sure the locker room's cleaned up. He's the one to make sure that we finish through drills. He's the guy. And then, you know, Trevin Miller had a great season last year.
Yes, he did.
You know, it's always hard in any sport to follow that up. You know, they call it the sophomore blues. You know, he did it his sophomore year, but hopefully he can do it, you know, this year. And he's surrounded by a couple more weapons. You know, Cruz Vasquez ended up starting the last game of the year for sure, maybe the last two. I know he scored a touchdown against Goddard. And he's a different person right now. And he's really complimented Trevin really well, where we have two deep threats. And then we got Xavier Lawler back. He was hurt in the Winfield game.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be one of our starting running backs with him and Harper Moore. Harper Moore is a sophomore.
Great.
He started for us as well last year as a freshman. He played, you know, quite a bit of snaps against Winfield the first game as a freshman. He's a very intelligent player and is explosive. You know, the key with Harper is going to keep him healthy. We'll try to be very specific with his touches. But he is a guy, if you're a football fan and if you watch Harper Moore and what he does for our team, you know, it's pretty amazing because he's just kind of all over the place. He's going to line up the fullback spot. He's going to line up the inside receiver. Just a little bit of everywhere. And the things he does without the ball will help us a lot, too. And I'm pleased with our line. I don't want to say it's the best line we've had because that would be a discredit to the lines we've had here in the past, but it's the smartest one since I've been here, and I don't mean A's and B's. I'm football intelligence. You know, going left to right now would be Drayden Camp, Hayden McCordery, Draven Rohr, Stratton Bruce, and then Chadrick Bruce, and then our sixth one will be Shane Niehoff. And those 5/6 are just, they just gel. And you guys know how it is. If you want to be good on offense, your offensive line has to be able to mesh.
Oh, yeah. Coach.
The other side of that is all those kids I just mentioned are all going to start first on defense.
Yeah, that's terrific. That's what the next question was going to be. Was probably a lot of those guys are going to be two-way players for you. So.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, a lot of them know if they can, they're gonna play every snap. I mean, Chadrick and Drayden and Stratton probably won't come off the field if they can. So
terrific. Hopefully we can.
And they're ready
for
that. I mean, they know that. They've been preparing for that. I mean, they've been in the weight room every day. A lot of them take two weights classes. They were in there all summer. They've been running. They've been working out after that. So, I mean, they've done what they can to put themselves in position to be able to do that.
Oh, Coach, to be young, I tell you what, I get out of breath walking to the mailbox, and these guys are going to be playing all every game. Holy cow.
Yeah, and I gotta give them the old, well, back in my day, you know, I got to tell them that every once in a while, knowing, like, I honestly know what you're going through. But,
oh, yeah.
But it wasn't,
but
hot.
They're doing good.
It wasn't like hot said, back in your day, Coach.
Yep.
It was a little different. No, yeah, the water breaks weren't quite maybe as
water
as
breaks
much there is now.
What's that?
Yeah, they don't want to hear that though.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, you know, it's a great way to start the season. You get to open the season, you know, playing Winfield at Winfield in a battle for the Cali Cup. Your thoughts on that being the season opener? And that's got to be such an exciting way to get your season kicked off.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I'm a huge Monty Lewis fan 364 days a year.
Yeah,
I think very highly of him. He's a great human, and he always checks on me, but on that day we're going to try to get him if we can. So It's exciting. The kids are exciting. The towns being adjacent to each other, the history of both programs, the rivalry. It's not only the rivalry, though. I mean, we want to beat the crap out of each other on Friday night, but after the game, all these kids are friends. They've all grew up together and played baseball and basketball together. So it's kind of fun. There's a lot of respect there, but, you know, we're both trying to get that Cali Cup, and we're trying to bring back Dark City.
For sure.
Keep it here.
Well, and you've done a great job of
telling
us.
Fun.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Coach. Go right ahead.
No, you're good. No. It's just fun. It's a fun atmosphere.
Sure is. And you've done a great job of telling us and the listeners, you know, a lot of these kids to be looking forward this year. You know, kind of, you know, I know, like you said, it's probably not a huge amount of numbers that you'd like to have, so for depth purposes, but what's going to be the keys this season for you guys? And it's another tough schedule, but, you know, the keys for you to have a successful season.
We have to stay healthy. I mean, there's nothing that even compares to that. I mean, if we can stay healthy, I feel like we can compete with anyone. And but we're one or two injuries away from struggling.
Yep.
I mean, just, yep. So we got to keep some key guys healthy. And I got to mention Zach Mosier.
Mm-hmm.
I have to, he is just a, if you look out there, he's probably going to be one of the smallest guys out there. And you guys know he's a state wrestling champ, so you know he's tough.
Boy, really.
But he's a guy, I'd play him every snap if I could, but he's too valuable for us on defense. But if you come and watch us at practice, he's going to play receiver. He's going to be—he's our starting free safety. He takes our backup quarterback reps. I mean, he knows everything, and he competes at a very high level. But somebody we have to keep healthy.
Yeah, well, I'm excited about some of the skill position players you have back on offense. You know, and like you said, Brake stepped in last year, and being a freshman, I thought he did some really nice things. So excited to see his progress this year as a sophomore.
Yeah, me too. I mean, we—you know—he stepped in that Lionel Central game when Jordy first got hurt. Probably wasn't, never thought he was going to play, and just, I would say, if anything, from a maturation standpoint, just handled it, like, didn't panic.
Mm-hmm.
He's a competitor, so, and the coach, he got the game, he's like, who is that kid? I was like, he's a freshman. He's like, oh, wow. So I'm excited to see how he progresses. He's extremely coachable. He knows how to take calculated risks. I mean, I enjoy coaching the quarterbacks, and especially some that will try to do some things, you know, kind of on the edge of, you know, we're gonna get to put the ball out there, and he's not afraid to do that.
Well, Coach, I tell you, I know I'm excited about the upcoming season, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to call your games, and I wish you the best of luck, and we appreciate you very much coming on today.
I appreciate you guys. I really do. It means a lot to Ark City.
All right, Coach, we appreciate you coming by. Good luck in the upcoming season, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks. And, man, two great interviews today, two great coaches, really excited for the upcoming season. And, of course, you will be able to hear Rama Peru calling the Ark City games on 103.3 and on 1280. And, of course, Kurt Caden, which I've never heard of him until now. But, yeah, exactly. He's going to be calling the Winfield games. Of course, we're kidding. Kurt's been calling here over 20 years and a staple of coverage here in Cali County. He'll have the Winfield games and right here on Bob FM, and we're super excited. That first game, you guys will jointly call together. And,
yeah.
Rama, if I was telling the truth, the games you guys jointly call together are kind of my favorites. I love, because you both know equally about each team, and it's just really fun to call.
Well, I appreciate that,
and
Brett.
Listen,
it's a pleasure for me because I get to be with that guy, like, Coach, who's that? But everybody knows old Kurt Caden, and he's
yeah,
the best.
Yeah, I know who he is. That's that Minnesota Viking fan, right?
That's right. That's
yeah,
how we know him.
Yeah.
Atlanta Braves guy, too.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Uh-huh. But, no, he's a pretty fair announcer, so
yeah.
I'll kind of let him do his thing, and I just sit there and chime in occasionally.
Well, I don't want to say this, but I will. I liked it better when Avery was helping him.
Well, thanks, Coach.
No, I don't mean that against you. I mean when Avery was doing it for him, too. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Boy,
yeah,
that's a couple Hall of Famers.
Yeah,
there.
Man, both of you guys were in JV team.
Tough room.
Sit back and listen. Yeah. I love it.
Well, staying local guys, Southwestern College, their soccer team, they're picked fifth in the KCAC. And actually, next weekend, the Mound Builder football team, they will open their season at Bethel, and that game will be on the 29th at 6 p.m. inside Thresher Stadium. So they'll be on the road. Their season is right around the corner.
Yeah, football season right up on us, isn't it? A couple quick things from Cali Hall of Famer returning to lead the Cali softball program, J.C. Juden Dauphin. The former All-American softball player is coming back. She replaces Jenny Hoyt, who recently accepted an assistant coaching position at the University of North Texas. So congratulations. congratulations to JC. We're looking forward to seeing what she can do with the Cali softball program. We know she's going to do great things. Also, the number 2 ranked Cali volleyball team will open their season by hosting the Southwestern College JV tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. And then they're going to host NEO on Saturday at 2. And then the Tiger men's and women's soccer teams have both been picked number 3 nationally entering the season. Lady Tiger soccer team will open the season on Saturday, and they're going to host Seminole State College, and that game's been pushed back to 7 o'clock now due to the heat. And the Cali men's soccer team will open the season on Sunday at 7 p.m. when they travel to Colorado to take on Lamar Community College.
So no rest for the weary. The sports are starting. I know volleyball is going to take that number 2 ranking personally. They're going to want to be number 1.
They don't want to lose any games. So you're right. They already got that target of looking, hey, that's one. Well, okay, let's see if we can try to. I know they'd love to play them and see who the number 1 team really is.
Oh, yes. They're going to be ready. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to dive into college basketball, some college football, and Major League Baseball. Don't forget Royals. They will start here in a little bit. You can hear that game on 103.3 and on 1280 AM. We'll talk about that here in a bit.
The 620 Sports Show is sponsored in part by Cali College. Start your journey at Cali. With over 600 accredited courses, easy transfer pathways, and job-ready workforce training, we're here to help you reach your career goals. Looking for flexibility in your schedule? Many programs can be completed fully online. Cali is more than just a college. In Tiger Territory, you'll find the educational and community-focused opportunities for a well-rounded experience. Join us today and unlock your future as a Cali Tiger. Visit cali.edu to get started.
Hey, it's James.
And Jamie.
From Friendly Ford. The dog days of summer are here, and we're soaking up every bit of sunshine we can here at Friendly Ford.
Whether it's ball games, family picnics, evenings under the stars, or backyard cookouts, this season is made for memories that last.
And when you're ready to hit the road, we've got the right ride to get you there in comfort, style, and peace of mind.
From roomy SUVs and dependable trucks to gas-sipping sedans, there's something waiting for every kind of summer adventure and budget.
Our lot's full of options, and the atmosphere, just like summer, easygoing, friendly, and wide open for exploration.
Come walk it with us. Take a test drive and feel that fresh air freedom behind the wheel with no pressure.
The open road is calling.
And we've got the keys. Come see us at 3319 North Summit in Arc City or explore our inventory at arccityford.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Owen with Summit Realty. Helping someone find their special place is my favorite thing about real estate. Whether you're buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or selling a property you've loved for years, I understand it's more than a transaction. It's a major life moment. As a locally owned company, Summit Realty combines hometown service with years of experience to guide you every step of the way. When you're ready to make a move, give me a call. I would love the opportunity to help you find your special place. Summit Realty, local agents, local knowledge.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in, deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to learn more.
And we are back on the 620 Sports Show. I'm Brett C. Rama Peru, Coach Burrows. We're covering everything. We've just kind of been local here for the first couple segments, but now we're going to head to the NBA. Russell Westbrook, a 9-time All-Star and a 2017 NBA MVP. He is retired after 18 seasons. And I tell you what, when he retired, guys, I didn't realize how many records he'd had and all the stuff he had done.
Yeah.
I mean, he does have an extensive jersey collection also, but
that's right.
He had one heck of a career, Rama.
Well, Brett, I appreciate you mentioning the records he has, but how about this? He's the all-time NBA all-time leader in triple-doubles with 209, and he's one of only three players in history, along with Oscar Robertson and Nikola Jokic, to average a triple-double for an entire season, and he did so four times, so where he averaged a triple-double for an entire season. So what a career for Russell Westbrook. You know, I look back at the time he was with the Thunder, and he was there paired with Harden and Durant, and you wish that group could have stayed together a little longer.
Yes.
And probably would have brought a title a little sooner to Oklahoma City, but congrats on a great career to Russell Westbrook.
Yes, and I mean, he was one heck of a player. College basketball, Kenyon Giles, he has returned to play at WSU after being granted a fifth year of college basketball by a court ruling in Colorado that enables the high school class of 2022 athletes an extra season of eligibility.
Mm-hmm.
And we are seeing this in a lot of sports, because I was reading an article on the front of ESPN today that several players that have signed with NFL teams already, there's like 6 to 10,
yeah,
they've just been granted another year. So
I saw that, Brett. It's crazy, isn't it? My son called me yesterday, and we had no idea that Kenyon Giles was even fighting for another year of service, and got granted this by the court ruling. The NCAA, they say, is not happy with it. They're still going to try to fight it, but it looks like he's going to be back at WSU after averaging 19 points a game last year.
Obviously, you love the job, but are everything that's happening now, Coach, are you sometimes happy you got out?
Absolutely.
and I don't mean to put you on the spot like that.
I had a good time when I did it and had a lot of fun and, you know what, fortunate to have some success. But now, I mean, the thing about it that's kind of goofy to me is the age of college athletics. I mean, you got guys that are 23, 24 years old playing against 19-year-old kids. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No, you're right.
You know, so I think they got it right. 5 for 5, that's kind of how it used to be. You got mm-hmm. 5 years to get – you got 5 years to play 5 years.
There
so
you go.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it that way, and then when you're 22 or 3 years old, you're out the door. Time to move on.
I'm with you, Coach.
And, Rama, you have a great list here. You know, switching gears to college football, some of the top spenders, which, you know, if you go through this list, you're not surprised by any of them. But yep. Number one, LSU, close to $50 million. Miami, more than $40 million. And then it follows Notre Dame, Oregon, Texas. You know, there's just the blue bloods, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, and you can see why Lane Kiffin left Ole Miss. Ole Miss spent a lot of money in the offseason, too. They're ranked in the top 10 at number 9, but they're about $20 million shy of what LSU is spending, so close to that $50 million range.
And so, then them Houston Cougars are in the top 25, too, so how much is Brett C. throwing down to the Cougs? I mean,
yeah, I don't know, Brett. Do we want to talk about that on air, or do you like to keep that your finances separate?
I mean, unless they want Baby Ruth bars or something like that, I'm not throwing them too much.
Been a day when a Baby Ruth bar would sounded pretty good.
That's right. I'll take that KSOK hat, right?
Absolutely.
That's right.
And guys, real quick, of course, the Associated Press put out the top 25 preseason poll this week, which I have right here in my hand. Ohio State, of course, number one. And the Big 12 teams in the poll, Texas Tech 12, BYU 14, Utah 21, Houston 23, and Coach, Oklahoma's 10. Does that sound about right to you? Maybe a little too low? What do you think?
No, I think it's about perfect. I really do. I think they're going to have a really good team. I think they're going to have a really good season, but their schedule is like murderer's row. I mean, it's going to be hard. You go 9-3 in that schedule, you deserve to be in the playoffs.
Now, yes, you
I
do.
I don't know if 9-3 will make it or not.
And right. Rama, looking at that list, what jumps out at you?
You know, I think the thing that probably jumps at me the most is, you know, Kurt Cignetti in Indiana.
Yes.
I wouldn't look past them, even though they lost Mendoza. I mean, that's a team that, you know, the defending national champs, and a guy who breeds confidence, and his players just seem to feed off of that so much. So I think Indiana should have been a top five team coming out of being the defending national champs. But and also Oklahoma, like Coach said, being ranked number 10, I think that's about right. But, boy, I don't know. I don't like it, Coach. I'm hearing way a lot of hype from people around the program right now. People are saying, boy, this is like the 33rd NFL team. They're got the general manager is just killing it with the prospects they brought in. Sometimes when I start hearing too much of that, it makes me worried, you know, that
absolutely.
Maybe they're not going to be as good for as sure. people are thinking.
For but. Sure. I think maybe the thing that's probably 10 makes it right, because I know Mater had a broke hand last year, but he still made some really, really silly decisions. So
yeah,
I think they're going to sit back with their eye kind of open and close at the same time, seeing how he's going to react, how he's going to perform. But like I said, that schedule, man, week two, you got to go to Michigan and play.
Right.
And that's always a fine line because I'm sure, I mean, you don't want the guys coming out and saying we're going to stink, but you also, it's like, pump the brakes, fellas.
Yeah, let's don't call us the 33rd NFL team yet. So, but I've heard some of the people around them really just really tooting the horn.
Well,
so.
Plus that's bulletin board material for Texas.
Sure
and for
it
LSU
is. Sure
and
is.
For people, and Ohio State, when you got to play those guys, we don't got a chance against these guys if you're coaching that team. So I wouldn't like it, you know, saying, giving me those accolades. It's like 33rd team, like whatever.
Yeah, I know. Well, shifting gears here to Major League Baseball, guys. The Royals scored 7 in the 8th last night to beat the A's 9-7. Royals still just 54-74 on the season. But I thought this was kind of neat, Coach. Craig Kimbrell, who's had a really good Major League career. He was recently released by the Rays, and the Royals scooped him up on Sunday and he earned the win in relief last night. So good to see Craig Kimbrell still maybe going to be able to try to help the Royals at least see if he can land another contract for next year.
Possibly. Well, you got a return on your investment for this year already is picking him up off the waiver wire. So you're just looking for answers right now, and they're trying to they're thinking about next year already. Yeah. And they have to be.
Yeah. I was going to ask you that.
And they're going to see if they want to bring that guy back. Or not.
Sure.
And,
well, you know, the Royals, too. I went to their baseball game against the Cubs about a week and a half ago, and the stadium still looks beautiful. They put that $350 million into it about a decade ago, but they're planning to break ground and start construction on their new stadium in May of 2027 with the aim to be ready for opening day in 2030. So the project is expected to exceed $2 billion. So I know it's just, but it's kind of like I really loved the ballpark at Arlington in Texas, and, you know, it went away after 20 years. It's just, you know, here we go. Another new stadium.
That seems to be where we are right now. Stadiums don't last very long. But the bright side about the Royals, you know, CAC's got to start, when Vinny P goes down, CAC starts coming in. And he's really playing well right now.
Seeing him in person, too. Boy, he's a dude. Yeah. I mean, just a strong specimen. About 6'5", 240, it seems like. Man, that's a guy.
He hits it hard and far.
He does.
Real quick, Romer, what'd you eat at the ballpark?
Yeah, my son was lucky enough. He got us to these seats through his work that we were in the Diamond Club, and we had our own personal waitress. How was that? So they got to come down, and I got some food on the company dime, so that was all right. That was my Father's Day present for my son. It was pretty cool.
What he just told you, he went to Hooters and watched the game on the big screen.
The wings were amazing. Yeah. So.
Man, I want to be Rama when I grow up.
Absolutely.
Hey, that was thanks to my son. That had nothing to do with me. So
you don't want to be Rama.
He needs to keep doing what he's doing. Keep working hard, son.
Yes. Way to go, Victor.
There you go. That's right. But in the Royals division, the White Sox continue to lead, and this is 2 years removed from having the worst record in Major League Baseball history. Here we are 2 years later, and the White Sox leading the AL Central, looking like they're going to be a playoff team. So that's the way you draw it up. When you're doing a rebuild, you hope to be able to come back just that quick.
I wish we could have done this show from Wrigley Field the last 3 nights.
Oh, has that been incredible?
The place was hopping.
I'm glad you brought that up. Pete Crow Armstrong led off the game with a home run the other night, finished the game with a walk-off home run, started the next day with another home run. He's now in the 30-30 club for back-to-back seasons, too, with 30 steals, 30 home runs. What a great young player.
And, Coach, what he's doing is amazing.
To me, he's the MVP.
Yeah,
he's
MVP. Exactly.
Now, you know, we're going to see, of course, Ohtani. If Ohtani would have been pitching the whole time, that might be a difference maker, too, because he's going to have so many wins on the mound. But, hey, he did something that's never been done. He led off the game with a home run. He ended with a home run. He had 5 plate appearances. He had 4 hits. You know, and plus he's the best defender in baseball.
And his threat to steal anytime he's on base for a guy that has that power. Yeah. I mean, just a 5-tool player. And you talk about records being broken. The Brewers, who lead the NL Central over the Cubs by 4.5 games, they shut out the Mariners 22-0 on Tuesday night. That was the largest shutout win since the Philadelphia Quakers won 24-0 in 1887. So we haven't seen a game like that in over 140 years.
So if you're just looking at the scoreboard and you're the skipper, Coach, are you just like, get this over with, like, yesterday?
Absolutely. Because you know that if you're going to go out and argue, they're not going to throw you out. Like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
If I got to endure this, so do you.
Yeah, you're going to suffer, Coach.
So you just sit over with your eyes closed thinking, I hope the post-game spread's good in the clubhouse.
That's right. I got a quick question for you, Coach. What to make of the downfall of some players such as Cal Raleigh, who last year hit 60 home runs. This year he's batting 157 with 13 homers. If he has the number of at-bats to qualify at the end of the season, it'll be the worst batting average average for a player in Major League history. Last year, he hit 60 home runs. Vladimir Guerrero this year, this is a guy who's had a 40 home run season, a 38 home run season. He's hit 7 and has not homered at home this season. What do you make of downfall on players like that, that quick? I mean, boy, it happened to both of them this season.
Here's an interesting stat. Raleigh hit 61 home runs this year, and as of Sunday night, he had 51 hits on the year.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, he's got fewer hits than he had home runs last year.
So the only thing it could be for him is that, you know what, they figured him out. Mm-hmm. They share information. I mean, those pitchers will sit around the outfield during BP, and how do you get Raleigh out? Two, he could have went back and said, I'm going to make this one little small adjustment. It's going to get me to 75 home runs, and it's messed up his swing.
Yeah.
And or he just maybe it's just a flash in the pan. I mean, that's how you got to look at it. Now Vladdy Jr.,
yeah,
that's not the case. You don't know everything that's going on. He might be hurt.
I'm wondering if he's got to be.
Playing through it.
What we've seen him do in his career, to take a fall this much, I mean, yeah, you would think that maybe he's just playing through something.
And one other thing, I mean, Bichette's gone now, too, and that may be it might be in his security blanket, too. They might have been really good together.
It's true.
You know, obviously, these guys know what they're doing. I mean, do you... and they know they're hitting like crap. You as a skipper, do you point out the obvious? Do you shut your mouth and let them come out of it? What do you do?
Oh, I mean, there's so much video. I think they're working with him.
Yeah.
I mean, now he's probably at the point where he's overloaded with information. Everybody and their brother, his uncle, his dad, his JUCO coach, his high school coach are all giving you advice. So this is what you're doing wrong. So now you got about 7 different people in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get that many, it's totally lost. He probably needs a. He needs. I mean, it's like Kyle Tucker with the
Dodgers.
That
was the third one I put on this list to talk about.
You know,
$40 million man, a 6-year, $240 million contract. He's getting booed by the fans.
He can't even catch a routine fly ball right now.
No,
and he gets out in a game against the Rockies or somebody by position player, a weak ground ball. That guy don't need coaching. He needs to say, hey, take a 10 days. On the IL.
A little reset.
And go fish.
Mm-hmm.
And get away from it. Don't pick up a ball or a bat.
And Rama, a question for you. Are you concerned, as everybody else seems to be, about Skeens? I mean.
Very much so. I mean, his velocity doesn't. To drop that much from a guy. But Curt Schilling, who, you know, he's a former Major League pitcher, so I value probably what he said here. He said something that he said, look at what I said last year, guys, in 2025. And they showed his comment from last year. He said, there's guys that throw 100 effortlessly, and there's guys that throw 100, and it's max effort. And he said, if you watch Paul Skeens, it's max effort to reach that 100. And he said, there's some guys that come out there and they just throw 100, like Mizorowski, they're just effortlessly. And I think Paul has just tried to throw so darn hard, and this is now max innings for him that he's ever pitched, played in the World Baseball Classic. For whatever reason, that velocity that used to be 100, now it's 96, 95, and it's getting hit, too. So, and he's starting to, I think, fear those hitters, because last night's start, he walked the very first two batters of the game, finished with 4 walks for the 4th time this season, had never done that in his first 2 years in the bigs. So I don't know, but I'm concerned.
He's getting hit for the first time, like I said, so they call it he's starting to pick or nibble or whatever.
Yes.
Trying to make a Hall of Fame pitch on every pitch, you can't do that. And I don't know. You know what I mean? And maybe mentally too. I mean, he's been used to going leaving games up 1-0 and getting nothing out of it.
Yeah, right. Now he's got a team that's actually scoring runs for him. But
a different outlook about it now.
Yeah. So. He's third out of all qualifying starting pitchers. He's thrown the third most pitches. Per inning. I mean, and that's bothersome to me. And I know high strikeout guys are going to throw, you know, more pitches. But Braxton Ashcraft of the Pirates, the last 2 starts, 85-pitch complete game and 80 pitches, and he pitched 8 innings. Coming right at you with strikes, and then Skeens follows him, and you think, well, there's the map for you right there. Trust your stuff. But he just doesn't seem to be trusted.
I did see where one commentator, I don't remember who it was, but they were talking about, well, now he's 30 pounds overweight. He's not in, you know, he's not in shape.
His body didn't look great when they showed those beach pitches with him and Libby Dunn. So
I know. Yeah, for sure.
But he is standing next to Libby Dunn. That's not really fair.
That's true.
That's going to make everyone look bad, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, but I want to remind folks that the Royals will be on here in a bit. Pre-game has already started. First pitch is at 1:30. You can hear that game and, of course, every Royals game on 103.3 and 1280. So when we're done here, switch on over to 1280 if you want and listen to the Royals this afternoon. We'll be right back with some NFL preseason action.
Need a cozy place to meet a friend, grab lunch, or treat yourself? Come to Steamy Joe Cafe in downtown Arc City. Enjoy daily soup specials, fun drink specials, fresh in-house pastries, and hometown hospitality. Steamy Joe Cafe, more than coffee. Follow us on Facebook to see what's cooking today.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in, deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to learn more.
Light up your night at Native Lights Casino in Newkirk. Enjoy thrilling games, mouth-watering favorites at Buffalo Grill Lounge, and unbeatable fun. Win, unwind, and savor every moment. Your friendly neighborhood casino awaits just off Highway 77.
Hey, it's James.
And Jamie.
From Friendly Ford. The dog days of summer are here, and we're soaking up every bit of sunshine we can here at Friendly Ford.
Whether it's ball games, family picnics, evenings under the stars, or backyard cookouts, this season is made for memories that last.
And when you're ready to hit the road, we've got the right ride to get you there in comfort, style, and peace of mind.
From roomy SUVs and dependable trucks to gas-sipping sedans, there's something waiting for every kind of summer adventure and budget.
Our lot's full of options, and the atmosphere, just like summer, easygoing, friendly, and wide open for exploration.
Come walk it with us. Take a test drive and feel that fresh air freedom behind the wheel with no pressure.
The open road is calling.
And we've got the keys. Come see us at 3319 North Summit in Arc City or explore our inventory at arccityford.com.
Four County Mental Health Center has provided comprehensive, individualized behavioral health services since 1964. We offer accessible, innovative care in partnership with individuals, families, and communities. Services for everyone from young children to senior adults include case management, therapy, crisis intervention, medication management, and same-day access to mental health care. Your health is our commitment as we work together to make life better. We invite you to follow and like us on Facebook. For more information, visit fourcounty.com. To make an appointment, please call 800-499-1748.
And we are back on the 620 Sports Show. We're going to talk some NFL. Of course, preseason going on. The Chiefs lost their opener 20-12. A lot of starters didn't play. And, I mean, we saw a little bit of Justin Fields in the game. And, I mean, it was...
Yeah, I know you're not going to play a lot of guys right now in the first preseason opener that are even going to make the team. But I think that if you're the Rams, though, you got to feel pretty good about that first round pick, Ty Simpson. Ooh. He played the second half and went 21-25 for 190 yards and two touchdowns. And I think he's thinking, "Thank you, Sean McVay," because just to be able to learn from that guy and be coached by him, even though he's going to have to back up Matthew Stafford right now. I mean, he's in a great situation there in L.A.
Unbelievable is what it is. I mean, that's how good Sean McVay is.
And something to watch if you're a Chiefs fan, Juju Smith-Schuster was let go by the Giants. Man. And now that, you know, the Chiefs still need receiver help, in my opinion, it's just an unknown.
It is.
And you could get him for a year deal, hopefully. I mean, why not?
Right. And it's so weird because we've seen guys leave the Chiefs, like Juju.
Yes.
And not be successful elsewhere and be cut like this in camp. But he can come right back into Kansas City, and it seems like he just knows that system so well that he could still help them, I think. He's still young enough, and maybe they just got a crowded receiving room there in New York. But if I'm KC, that's another guy that I'd be reaching out to see if he's got a little left in the tank.
And, Rob, I'm glad you put this on here because it shocked the heck out of me. You know, Von Miller coming to play for the Cowboys. I thought he was, like, done.
Tell me about it. I know, and this really surprised me. Last year, he racked up 9 sacks, and he only had 3 starts for the Commanders last year. He did appear in those 17 games, but only started 3 of them and had his best season in sack totals, at least since 2018. So maybe he's still got a little bit left to help the Cowboys.
And, Coach, what a pickup.
Yeah, that guy, That's who Michael Parsons wanted to be when he came into the league, was Von Miller.
Yeah.
That guy dominated the game. And you know what? From if you start watching the sport talk show, they got rid of Parsons. Everybody crucified him. Absolutely, yep. Just killed him. But they took that cap money and freed him up. And now they said the other day they got like 9 or 10 guys that are going to start from that one trade. It's because they could free up some money. So, and man, if they can stop somebody, they got a chance to be really good with that offense.
They totally do.
George Pickens, C.D. Lamb, That's probably the best duo receivers there are. I mean, Pickens had 1,490 yards last year. C.D. was over 1,000. Those are two really good receivers.
Yeah. You're talking about Jackson Dart and Juju or whatever. Yeah. I just wonder if they would just want to try to establish some chemistry with the young receivers.
And yeah.
Not having a veteran, hey, man, get me the ball or whatever, because you know the diva stuff that goes on with those wide receivers. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if that had something to do with it. And maybe he just said, I want to be back in Kansas City too. So I'm going to act like I don't want to be here.
Yeah, and, you know, Coach, I don't think that's very far-fetched at all. I think it's a great idea. I think that's pretty much probably what happened. And you want to talk about adding a veteran. Mm-hmm. You know, the Chargers, Keenan Allen, he signed with the Indianapolis Colts. And that's a great pickup, too. I mean, I think he's still got some gas in the tank.
He does. You know, he's still – this will surprise some people maybe, but he had 81 catches again last year. So it's a guy that's still a really good possession receiver, that are quarterback. If they need that guy, that safety blanket, I mean, that's kind of the guy right there.
And you get a guy that doesn't have to be – that can't be on the field every play now. Mm-hmm. And so now he's got a chance to impact 10 to 12 plays a game instead of 60 or whatever. So plus it puts – you bring Juju in, and people are going to start paying attention. He's on the field. Mm-hmm. So that might open up somebody else as well. But it'll be interesting to see if the Chiefs go for that or not.
Yeah. And I tell you what, I'm usually good for about 2 weeks of preseason, and then I'm kind of like, eh. Do you guys go all the way through? Or
No, especially the last preseason game. That's when nobody plays.
Yeah.
You know, they're just playing all these backups.
College football is right around the corner.
It is.
Exactly.
Is.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks away, so yeah. I can't wait. But, no, I'm with you, Brett. I mean, you know, maybe the second preseason game is probably the one that means the most. That's the ones that guys are going to be out there trying to make the team. Once we get down to that last one, though, it's just guys are going to probably – most of them aren't going to be around once the season kicks off.
I do have a question for you two guys. How long before the NFL eliminates preseason altogether?
As soon as we start seeing those star players start going down in meaningless preseason games, we're going to start hearing more and more of, why are we even doing this, guys? So maybe, I mean, because right now, most of the starting quarterbacks, like we talked about, I mean, they're not playing in these games. The Rams, McVay's always had a policy of his star players, they don't play at all in the preseason.
And if you're so hot to add games at the end of the season, then you need to start getting rid of preseason games. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Correct, yeah.
It is. It's just crazy. And Rama, we've got a little bit of time left. I know Cali Volleyball tomorrow. Let's go over that real quick before we get out.
Sure thing. Cali Volleyball at home tomorrow. They'll be opening their season at 6:30. So come on out, support them. Also, they'll play again Saturday against NEO at home at 2 o'clock. And then soccer team, their Lady Tiger Soccer, will play Seminole State College in a battle of ranked opponents. And that's their home opener and season opener on Saturday at 6 o'clock.
And we've got the Tiger Tailgate coming up. I mean, a lot of cool things happening at Cali College. A lot of cool things happening.
Yeah, and we always appreciate the support of KSOK. Going to be out there.
We'll be hanging out.
Doing a radio remote on August 26th, and that's free. Come on out, 6:30, August 26th. You get to listen to the Cali coaches give a little talk about what their teams are going to be like this year, and you can hang out, play games. There'll be free food and drinks, and you'll get to meet the players, and come on out and meet some of the KSOK staff.
Go inside and check out that scoreboard, too, while you're at
the wait to see that. And, guys, just to update the listeners and you guys on the schedule, we're going to take another two-week break, and then when we come back in September, we're going to go every week after that, and we'll alternate between the studio and Native Lights Casino. Super excited about that. And in advance, thank you to Kevin and the gang, because they treat us like royalty every time we go down there. And it's so much fun to do the show live, and we get nice crowds down there, and
sure do.
They're listening and they're asking questions. It's so much fun. So we're going to start doing that back in September. But as for now, we're going to get out of here. And don't forget, you can flip over to 103.3 and on 1280 AM KSOK and listen to the Royals as they finish up their series with the A's. And, of course, I called them the Oakland A's this morning on the radio. Keeps forgetting that they're not there anymore.
I'm with you.
But they'll take on the A's at 1:30 first pitch. You can hear that on 103.3 and on 1280 AM. Shane will be here this afternoon for the afternoon drive. He'll get you home or get you to work on second shift. And we will not be here tomorrow. No get up and go show tomorrow. We're having the day off. So we will see you bright and early Monday morning right here on Bob FM.